The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 12, 20 to 25, in page 208 of the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there for a while. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of God, not of men." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. Verse 19 that we examined together during the past 2 weeks ended like this. After Herod has a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there for a while. After Herod, Agrippa first found out that Peter disappeared during the night, he cross-examined the guards in order that they be executed. And he went to Caesarea as if nothing had happened. Now Caesarea, a Mediterranean port city located 104 kilometers away from Jerusalem, was built artificially by the Herod the Great, the originator of the Herod dynasty, and the grandfather of Herod Agrippa, who appears in this passage. Herod the Great started a massive construction work beyond the natural limit of this area, which was called Straton.
Herod 대왕은 항구의
in order to expand the capacity of this port, what he did was for 36.6 meter deep sea was filled with rocks in order to increase the size of the port. And even today, among the rocks that are in the sea, we can see that bigger rocks measure 15 meters long vertically, 3 meters wide horizontally, and 2.7 meters in depth. The length of the port, constructed by filling the sea with such rocks, was as long as 61 meters. This port was completed around 10 AD after 12 years of this long history of construction. The port city was a city of humongous scale, equipped with aqueducts, theaters, and even a stadium. Herod the Great built the city to show how great he was and to win the favor of the Roman Empire. At the same time,
so
he named the completed city after Caesar, the title by which Roman emperors were called.
가이사랴라고 명명했습니다.
Thereafter, Caesarea became a central administrative city of the Roman Empire within Palestine, and even the official residence of Roman Governor General came to be located in the city. It goes without saying that the palace of Herod the Great was there, given that he built the city. At the same time, there were quite a few cities named after the title or the names of the Roman emperors, but not just any city could be named after such title or name. In order for that to be possible, the city had to be over a certain size, and There had to be a temple of Roman emperors in the center or major place of the city. Accordingly, the fact that Herod the Great named the city that he built with all his heart and soul as Caesarea indicates that there was a temple of Roman emperor in that very city. In other words, Caesarea was a city where the logic of emperor who ruled as a god ran rampant. Emperor is a symbolic name that stands for the lust of man. A person who does not discriminate means and methods to satisfy his desires. Caesarea, named after the title of such emperor, was a city of lust where people who turned themselves into gods and made their desires their sole life purpose. Today's verse tell us what happened to Herod Agrippa I, who went to that very city of lust. Why did Herod Agrippa I go down suddenly to Caesarea? F. Joseph, the Roman historian, brought to light why he did so. According to the book Antiquitatis Judaica, recorded by Josephus, Herod went to the city to participate in the festival celebrating the victorious return of Claudius Caesar from England. Since he himself was a tetrarch appointed by the Roman emperor, it was his duty to sponsor and participate in the festival for the persons who appointed him to his post. Let us look at verse 20. He had been quarreling with people of Tyre and Sidon. Now they now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. Tyre and Sidon, on the northern coast of Mediterranean, ports mainly dedicated to trading activities, had to depend entirely on Israel for food, their neighboring country. But for some reason, Herod suddenly came to harbor hostility towards people of Tyre and Sidon, and suddenly stopped food supply to those areas. The leaders of the two cities tried their best to restore their relationship with Herod by bribing Blastus, the steward in charge of internal affairs of Herod's palace. In the meantime, Herod went to Caesarea near Tyre and Sidon to participate in the festival for the Roman Emperor Claudius. This news was immediately delivered to people of Tyre and Sidon through Blastus. Let's look at the verse 21-23. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a god, not of man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes and with much dignity, delivered a public address to the people. People cheered and applauded him with feverish enthusiasm, shouting, "This is the voice of a god, not of a man." Since most of them were clackers brought from Tyre and Sidon to win favors from Herod, there couldn't be any sincerity in their cheers and applause. However, Herod enjoyed their cheers and applause, calling him a god, as if he was naturally entitled to them.
즐겼습니다. 헤롯의 안중에는
There was no God in his sight.
아니, 그 자신이 이미
No, he was already in the seat of God and had become God.
있었습니다. 그러나 그
결과는 The result was too tragic to speak of.
스스로 하나님이 되어 있는 헤롯을
When
하나님의
the angel of the Lord struck him down, who had become a god on his own, he was eaten by worms and died.
우리말 벌레라고 번역된 헬라어
The Greek word skolex, which has been translated into our word worms, is used only once in this verse in the Bible, can be understood as a virus in today's usage. In short, he died of an acute and sudden virus infection.
이미 언급해드린 로마의 역사가
F. Josephus's book, Antiquitatis Judaica, mentioned earlier, describes in more details of that circumstance. That day,
영국 원정에서 승리하고 돌아온 글라우디오 황제를 축하하기 위한 축제 두 번째
Which was the second day of the festival to celebrate the victorious return of Claudius Caesar from expedition of England. August 1st in 44 AD was also the birthday of Claudius. Herod Agrippa I was wearing on that day a robe made of silver thread.
그가 은빛 왕복을 입고 원형 극장의 무대에 오르자
When he went up to the stage of an amphitheater, his silver robe reflected the sunlight and shone dazzlingly.
빛났습니다.
And
헤롯이 군중들에게
he began his speech. The clackers from Tyre and Sidon feverishly cheered and praised him, calling him a god, sparing no praise. And Herod, who had become a god, was soaking up such cheers and praise. At that very moment, An owl, a symbol of a bad omen in Jewish tradition, flew over and perched on the pillar of the stage. As soon as Herod saw the owl, he fell, suddenly seized with stomach pains. His shocked aides hurriedly moved him to his palace, but to the end, he never gained consciousness. And died only after 5 days.
알았습니다. 이처럼 헤롯 아그리파 1세의
So this passage recorded by Luke
본문의 기록과 로마의 역사가
and the record of F. Josephus, a Roman historian, are consistent with each other regarding the end of Herod. As we looked into 16 weeks ago, chapter 12 of the Acts of the Apostles begins with Herod Agrippa exercising his power with cruelty. It was during the period of Feast of Unleavened Bread. The feast was to commemorate the Jewish liberation of slavery from Egypt. And it was called as Feast of Unleavened Bread because during the 7-day period, including the Passover, Jews ate unleavened bread in remembrance of the suffering of their ancestors. Each year, when the feast became near, a great number of Jewish people flocked to Jerusalem from everywhere to offer the service of Passover. They numbered at least 1 million. In a small city with only several 10,000 population, the crowd of over 1 million people coming, congregating, was an enormous event in itself. It was hard to imagine. For this reason, the Jerusalem authority became most fearful of a civil unrest during each year at the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. that more than a million Jewish people would gather in Jerusalem at the same time contained danger that even a small event could escalate into political violence in a matter of seconds as their religious fervor and nationalism stoked each other. That Pontius Pilate, who questioned Jesus, although he was convinced of innocence of Jesus, sentenced him to death by fearing that the outcry of Jews to kill Jesus would start a civil unrest, was because the Feast of Unleavened Bread was to start on that very evening. At that time, Jerusalem was already full of a great number of Jews gathered from many places. And therefore, if a riot were to be started by the crowd, there was no way to control and crack them down with his soldiers. Herod, in today's passage, in today's scripture, was no exception. He was also concerned about the possible uprising when he saw a great number of Jews flocking to Jerusalem for the feast. Since he was not of a Jewish origin but was Idumean, it was possible that a political rebellion against him, a Gentile, could always take place once a large number of Jewish started to came together at a single place. Therefore, for Herod, it was necessary to win the favor of Jews before the feast began in order to remove the possibility of rebellion just in case. The satisfaction of such need became manifested, as we all know, in the beheading of James the Apostle. He had calculated that he could win favor of the Jews by executing James the Apostle, one of the Christian leaders who testified to the resurrection of Jesus after the crucifixion, and whom was thought of like a thorn in the eye by the Jews. His calculation was exactly on target. When James was beheaded, Jews were overjoyed. Herod Agrippa went ahead and also put Peter in prison. He wanted to kill Peter as well and therefore win firmly, even more firm support from the Jews. But when Peter disappeared right before the execution, Herod Agrippa killed innocent guards instead of Peter. And then, for the sole reason that they were not pleasing to him, he suddenly blocked food supply to Tyre and Sidon, and thereby putting numerous residents who lived there on the verge of death. Herod, from the beginning, was a person who had nothing to do with truth or justice. Herod didn't care at all what was right and what was wrong. Herod's life purpose and the greatest concern was his throne and his power as a king, in other words, his desires. To this end, he did not hesitate to do anything, putting innocent people in prison, executing them, blocking food supply for many people, and thereby exposing them to danger of death. And furthermore, he was capable of justifying his deeds with logic of desire. To no end. In a word, he was a fool blinded by his own desire who did not have the capacity to discern good from bad and right from wrong.
자기
But that was not all. He was so fascinated by his power that he took the place of God for himself. His power was indeed omnipotent. It seemed that nothing was impossible with such power. It seemed that such power would keep his life for thousands, ten thousands of years. However, even so, he ended up dying by being eaten up by a worm at a city of lust. With that omnipotent power, he could not prevent a single worm that was eating up his life. In pointing to that event, today's scripture testifies that it was because God had struck him. Life of Herod, who believed in his power, blinded by personal desires and lived as a god, ended in tragedy and in vain in the city of Caesarea, a place where the logic of lust ran supreme.
이렇듯 비참한 헤롯의 최후를 증언해주고 있는 본문은
The testimony of Herod's tragic end continues in verse 24 as follows. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. Caesarea, where Herod was eaten by worms,
인간 스스로 하나님이 되어
was a city of emperor where people who had become self-made gods lived as captives to logic of lust. In other words, the city of lust had nothing to do with the word of God. Herod, too, was a slave of lust, blinded by it, who had turned away from God's words. Nevertheless, the scripture, while testifying that man of lust was eaten by worms in the city of lust, reveals that the word of God continued to increase and spread. The reason that these words, which at a glance seem to be in conflict with each other, are connected one after the other is to remind us that the tragic end of Herod, who turned himself into a god blinded by lust and ended up being eaten by worms to death by the city of lust, Caesarea, is not irrelevant to the words of God, but they are inseparably related. In other words, that Herod's pathetic end was caused by the word of living God. We can easily understand the exact meaning of this when we confirm the words of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Most people live in deception of themselves.
욕망의 눈이 멀어서 욕망을 쫓아 살면서도
As we pursue a life of desire, blinded by lust, we deceive ourselves that we will reap fruits of life that are eternal. But in doing so, we are treating God in contempt, because that is never the law of God. The law of God is you reap what you sow. Therefore,
스스로 하나님이 되어
the end of Herod who became a god himself in the city of lust but was eaten by worms manifest clearly in itself that the living words of God had become realized was achieved in his life.
보여주고 있습니다. 그러므로 그토록
He's tragic and vain and testifies without doubt.
최후야말로 인간 육체의 욕망
that a life which is built on bodily lust as life purpose.
아무리 겉으로 화려
no matter how great or glorious they may appear outside, will not have any meaning from God's perspective than food for worms. And that is not all.
사무엘하 2장 30절 하반절 말씀입니다.
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Those who honor me I will honor but those who despise me I will be disdained.
내가 경멸하리라. 하찮은 인간에 지나지 않는 헤롯이 스스로
That Herod who was but a worthless mortal appropriated the place of God. Believing his power was an act despising the living God. And that He died by being eaten by worms as Caesarea, the city of lust, was the result of God disdaining him. And Malachi, chapter 4, verse 1.
만군의 여호와가 이르노라
Surely the day is coming. It will burn like furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them.
하나님께서는 스스로 하나님이 되려는 교만한
God is God who sweeps away those arrogant ones who sit themselves in the place of God and those who do not hesitate to commit evil for their lust. In the same manner, the fire of the furnace will burn away the stubble. Therefore, it was not a coincidence that Herod, slave to his passion and who turned himself into a god and wielded omnipotent power, died at Caesarea by eating up by worm. But it was the judgment of God of him.
하나님의 심판이었던 것입니다. 이처럼 헤롯은 철저하게 하나님의
Although Herod lived in complete avoidance of God's words,
그렇다고 해서 하나님의 말씀마저 헤롯을
But
외면했던
for
것은
sure,
결코
it was not the case that the words of God had avoided Herod. The words of God, without exception, flourished. And were full of vigor in Herod's life. If there was a difference between those who believed in the words of God and Herod who disregarded the words of God, it was this, that in the life of a person who believes in God's words, the words of God thrived and flourished as words of life, whereas in the life of Herod who turned away from God's word, The word of God thrived and flourished as words of condemnation and judgment.
가이사랴는 인간이 신으로 군림하면서
Caesarea was a city where a mortal became God and was worshipped by men. And a city of emperor where the logic of emperor ruled over men. In other words, Caesarea was a city of lust where men who turned themselves into God lived only in pursuit of their passions as their slaves. It seemed as if that city was a place where God's word was absent, where God's word cannot get through. Where God's word is not able to have any influence. However, that was only an illusion of man.
바로 그 가이사라에도
At that very place, this area, words of God thrived and flourished without exception.
단지
The only difference was the meaning in the words of God that thrived and flourished there.
생각을 해보십시오.
Think for a moment.
이 세상이 온통 하나님의 말씀에 의해
Hasn't all of this world been created by the word of God?
그렇다면 이 세상 어디에선들
Then what place can there be on this earth where the word of God would not thrive and flourish?
단지 차이가
If there is a difference,
하나님의 말씀이
The only difference is whether the word thrives as a word of life or the word thrives as words of condemnation and judgment. And that difference absolutely arises from the life of men who have been created by God, men themselves. Beloved sisters and brothers, do you know that this world where we are living in today is none other than Caesarea? This land where men have turned themselves into gods of their lives, have become captives to mammonism and worship of power of science is beyond all dispute. A city of emperor where the logic of the emperor rules over men. In other words, Caesarea, where the logic of lust remain unchallenged. In it, all men live to use all measures and methods without discriminating for their lusts. The lives of Christians, even Christians, who are tainted by such secularism, do not appear to be that different. But regardless of, no matter how much we turn away from God's words, we can never forget that the God's words will never avoid us. It never becomes irrelevant to us. God's words, irrespective of whether his words are revered or not, flourish and retain vigor in the lives of all men. Therefore, we must choose. Whether we will live in pursuit of our passions in this huge city of love, Caesarea, and one day become suddenly the food for worms known as maggots at a cemetery, or
욕망의 도시 가이사랴에서 욕망의 논리를 거슬러 올라가면서
in this city of Caesarea in pursuit of God's words and enjoy eternal life.
우리 앞에 놓여 있는 이 두 길 가운데 우리가 어떤 길을
Between the two roads which is before us. What road to choose? The answer paradoxically is given by Herod, who turned himself into God, blinded by lust, and died pathetically in the city of lust, Caesarea, by being eaten up in worms. He kindly points us to the right answer through today's passage. Let us pray.
하나님, 인간이 하나님의 말씀을 외면하고 살아도
Thank you for making us realize that although men may live in avoidance of God's words, the words of God thrive and flourish in lives of all men. You have given us your word as words of life. Help us not to commit the foolishness of turning them into words of condemnation and judgment. Give us wisdom to regard Herod the blinded by passion and turned himself into a god and died tragically in the city of lust. Caesarea, pathetically by being eaten up by worms, as a person who teaches from his mistakes. In this world of Caesarea, where the logic of lust runs supreme. Guide us to attend to Jesus who broke death and lived again as my Lord and pursue only the eternal words of God and thereby become entitled to eternal life. Let the words of God at all times and everywhere flourish and thrive in our lives as words of life in our lives. Thereby, even though our outer selves may become old, allow us the joy and happiness of our inner selves becoming stronger and more vigorous day after day in the words of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.